I feel like his interviewing style, as he's asking his questions, he's already giving them the answer that he wants them to say to make his story progress.
Right.
And so I think, well, once he's asked the question, I can stop listening because there's my answer right there. He's already told us what he wants to hear. He sees this much of the story,
Right.
and he's talking to an expert on something. I've seen him do it to many people in this town. He's
Yeah.
talking to someone that's a top-level professional in their industry, and he's giving them watered-down, stupid answers to his questions. When if he would just let his guest talk, we would actually learn something from an expert.
She didn't seem to know the subject she was talking about. It was good local concern stuff, but
Right.
somebody apparently wrote it for her, and she was just reading script.
Do you think the man even knew what he's been talking about before he went on the air?
That's what I was wondering too, Peggy. Exactly. She
Exactly.
just tell me more. So what do you mean by that kind of?
Well, I mean, I could ad-lib better than that.
It didn't sound like him to her.
The host could have spent more time in the setup, or encouraged the others who were there to chime in, or asked the speaker for specifics versus
Yeah.
a general sort
Yeah.
of observation.
So that's what most of you are shaking your head
Is
at.
it
You
give
want
a precise example? Yeah,
precise
very
example,
explain this general.
specifics
Yeah.
instead of the generality.
If you listen to NPR National,
Yeah.
they're very tightly produced things.
All right.
And they condense it, they have the short expert, I mean, excerpt
Right.
that reinforces that point. This just rambled. It could have been really tightly
It
produced.
rambled a little bit, and some guys are shaking their head there. Jason, you were shaking your head. Why are you?
It's the job of the moderator, in my opinion, to step in and guide the interviewees.
He takes pride in being unprepared.
Yeah.
Well, tell me, wait. He takes pride in being unprepared.
That's what he says. He says, I don't read the books. I want you to explain it to me. If he brings an author on, and he says, I don't get my intros together. I do it from out of my head.
And what do you think of that?
I don't like it.
NPR doesn't sound like
To me, it's disrespectful of the audience of not preparing your lead-in and having a list of questions. And in fact, if either the host or the guest cannot verbally handle themselves, I'll usually turn it off if it's bad enough.
I like it when there are people on who really know what they're talking about, and they're not talking just to hear themselves talk.